Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Maybe you are the mom or dad that said to the young person in your life, you're never off that thing, referring to their phone. But what is the difference between overuse and addiction? You know, there's been interesting research that's looked at brain imaging of the dopamine hit that you can actually get from various different gaming sites, or the dopamine hit when you're getting likes on social media posts. And what does dopamine, what is it linked to often? Is addiction. On the line to talk to us about how we can tell the difference between overuse and addiction and what we as parents can do about it, I have Alex Cooney, who's the CEO of Cyber Safe Kids. Let's chat with that, Alex. You know, the difference between problematic use or overuse and addiction when it comes to social media. How can you tell the difference?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to say that addiction, actual addiction, in reality, probably only affects a small proportion of the population. Whereas, you know, overuse is something that impacts on, you know, most of us, because these apps and the games that we are so absorbed in are designed to be that way. You know, they are designed by, you know, people that understand how to get our hold our attention for as long as possible. So I think it's really important to have that awareness that, you know, we are grappling with these apps and games which are designed to hold our attention for as long as possible. And, you know, then it can veer into problematic use, and it can veer into addiction for a small proportion of people.
And but problematic use in itself can obviously have a very strong impact on young people and adults alike. What are the signs to look out for, Alex?
I mean, I think that, well, particularly with children, it's very difficult for them to self-regulate. It's not something, you're not born with the skill to self-regulate. It kind of grows over time and you know, as you develop. So for children, it's particularly difficult to understand this idea that we need to self-regulate our use. And of course, as I said, you're fighting against these games that are designed for our attention, so that becomes really difficult. Just that desire to pick up the phone all the time, or to be on that, you know, continue playing, even when you pass your time limit, even when you're being told to stop, you know, that desire to keep going, that kind of reliance on the information you're getting from, whether it's social media or, you know, the gaming platform you're using, it's that desire to be in it and using it. And, you know, that feeling of being left out, you know, this constant feeling of, I'm the one that's not there, I'm the one that's, you know, not in that game, not responding to that thread. You know, it's all designed that way, but it can be very difficult, particularly for children and young people, to understand that that's the impact it's having, and for adults, let's be honest.
And that's the thing, I suppose, that's important to acknowledge. It's a very important point you're making, Alex, that children of a certain age, they don't know how to self-regulate. But we as adults struggle with it too. So they need our support. They need our help in order to be able to regulate. So what's the advice there? How can we make sure that we as parents do that, help them to have that skill, which isn't easy?
I know it isn't easy. And I say that as a parent myself. But I would say, if you're in the lucky position of kind of this is all ahead of you and maybe your children are very young, you know, this is great, this is the perfect time, because, you know, you can think ahead. You can, you know, really consider before you you know, give them a device of their own, for example. You know, when is the right time? I would honestly hold off for as long as you can. You know, keep it to family devices. It remains a privilege to use it. It is not sitting in your bedroom for you to pick up whenever you want. So this is obviously for parents of younger kids. As they get older and they have their own devices, you need clear rules and limits and discussions around these things. You need to model that behavior yourself, be conscious of how many times you're picking it up and looking at the screen in their presence. You know, use parental controls. They can set time limits. You know, you literally can shut the device off, or all the useful applications are off at a certain time in the evening and not turn them on to a certain time in the morning. You know, there are lots of things that we can be doing as parents, but I think that the rules and the boundaries and being consistent with them, and obviously, you know, those are going to have to adjust as the child gets older, as is your monitoring. But, you know, one of the things I would say to parents of younger kids is, pick up the device, keep an eye on it, have a look at what they're doing, and be transparent about it. Just tell them you're going to do that. You know, you're going to be checking their friends list, you're going to be checking their chat threads. So you can keep an eye and you can have conversations about it. I think it is really important that we keep a very close eye on what they're doing, especially when they're young, and not letting them off in their bedroom with the door shut, where you've really no idea what they're doing, who they're talking to, where they're going, or how long they're spending sometimes on their devices.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those important boundaries, Alex, is just in open public spaces in the house is a good rule and a good boundary to have. But it's a really important point you're making about obviously trying to delay for as long as possible, and that idea of it's a privilege, not a right. But presumably, you know, as we're learning about this, we can restate boundaries, or we can reset the boundaries, even if we, for example, we set a boundary and it's moved and we've gone, no, I actually, you know, really wanted to go back to what it was.
Yeah, and you know what? It takes time and effort, right? And I think sometimes parents can look at that and think, oh, I just don't want to have that fight. I don't want to have to kind of, I've kind of let that slide and I'm not sure I can get it back. And we have parents that write into us and say, you know, this is kind of what's happening now and I don't know how to rein it back in. And the thing is, you do need to try and rein it back in. You know, it's really important for your kids, as you would in any other area of their life. You need to have those boundaries in place, keep an eye on what they're doing, have the conversations, prepare them. You think about whether it's going out to ride a bike. You know, there will be a period of preparation that you will have done before the child is allowed out to get it on the bike. You know, you'll have gone to the park, you've been by their side, you'll have checked the safety cross code. You know, like, there are lots of things that we do for children and help our children in other parts of their lives. We need to be applying that rigorous approach to our children being online.
Yeah, it's a very good analogy, Alex. Thank you so much for some great advice this morning. That's Alex Cooney, the CEO of CyberSafe Kids. And if you want to connect up with them, you can go to their website, which is cybersafekids.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.